We're going to all sit on the floor today. Just get comfortable best you can. I think you're more comfortable than I am. I'm wedged in this little chair here, and for some reason it doesn't fit. I don't know why. Okay, I want you to look at this picture up here. Can you see it? I know you, some of you may have to stand up to see it, but what do you see in this picture here?
Angels.
And what?
Jesus coming down.
God is in the middle, and there's angels on the side, and there's a bunch of people down on the earth.
Yeah? A lot of people? Why is he coming down with his angels?
He's taking them to heaven.
He's come to gather his people, right? Gather them for heaven. Isn't that a beautiful picture? This is my absolute favorite portrait. And I really want to eventually get this to hang on my wall. I love it. But there's an important story about this, because is this something that's already happened, or is it going to happen?
Going to happen.
Not yet, huh? It hasn't happened yet. But there is a time when Jesus was still on the earth, right before he was to be crucified, and he was talking to his disciples, and he was telling them that, you know, there's something going to happen. But in the future, he said that, "I go to prepare a place for you." Do you know what that place is? What it is called?
Heaven.
Heaven. He said, "I go to prepare a place for you." And he said, "If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. I'm going to come back. And I'm going to bring you back to that place that I'm preparing for you. I'll come again to receive you to myself." And that place is, you know, we cannot even imagine. This is the best picture I could find of what it would look like. But this does not even compare to what it's going to look like. Heaven is going to be a glorious, beautiful place. And he was really, really trying to get them to understand this, that this place is very special. So does anybody know when he's coming back? Do you know? Nobody knows, right? No one knows. Nobody knows. But, so, is there a reason why didn't he take the disciples with him when he went to heaven? Why didn't he take them with him? Could he have done that? He could have, but there's a reason why. There's a reason why. Because he left us a work to do. He said that you need to be witnesses for me. You need to tell the world about me. He said, but you shall receive power from who? Who would give us power to be witnesses? Power when the Holy Spirit has come unto you, and you shall be witnesses to me, unto me, in Jerusalem and in Judea, Samaria, and in all the earth. What does that mean, all the earth? What does that mean? Anybody know? Pretty well, Everyone has to be, witnesses. We have a work to do, don't we? So what is our work we have to do? What is our work? You want to? Chubby Bay? That's right, sweetie. It is to tell all the earth. It's to tell everyone about it. So we are to tell the world because he said, "I am coming quickly." Do we have that much time if he says, "I'm coming quickly"? No, we don't have much time. We got to pay attention to his exact words. "I'm coming quickly. It won't be long before I come back." And we have a lot to do. So I kind of have made a game up for myself. Now, I know the parents and all the people, the grown-ups in here know what Jax is. Anybody know what the game of Jax is? You do? Do you know how hard it is to find a package of Jax? No. Nowhere, unless I order them on Amazon. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah, no. I looked there, too. There's nowhere. Lumberton or Beaumont, I don't think. But I made it my own game. My own game of Jax. But this is different. Because I want you to understand, we have people here. And the game of Jax is kind of like getting ready for Jesus to come back. Because I made it with people. There's different people here. We have a soldier here. We have an Indian. Oh, you like that, huh? We have Superman. We have a police officer and another soldier. Now, it's been years since I played Jax. Okay, go ahead and put it right down here, baby. But think of this ball going up and coming down. There's not much time, is it, before Jesus comes back? Do you see? Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Louise. Has your mom ever gotten a phone call from somebody say, hey, I'm in the neighborhood, I'm just going to come drop by and visit with you all? Yes. Do you know what happens then? Anybody know? Flight of the bumblebee. Get your clothes up. Go pick your toys up. Go put them in there. Get that out of your nose and put it back where it belongs. Get busy and let's clean this place up, right? That's what it usually is. You're not prepared, are you? So we need to be prepared for Jesus. And the way we are to be prepared for Jesus is to tell others about him and get others prepared for Jesus. So we're going to play this game. So the game is, that's how quick this ball goes up and comes down. So before Jesus comes back, I'm going to say, I want to tell this cowboy about Jesus. Then he wanted to show you that Jesus does this, and the Indian, and I want to tell them that God solves differences between people and that he wants to tame that wild west of sin that's in their lives. And before Jesus comes back, I want to tell the soldier that Jesus goes to war for us every day against Satan. He's always, always in control. Say, so before Jesus comes back, I want to tell the police officer that Jesus is our first responder. He's ready for us and willing and ready to come to our needs every day. Before Jesus comes back, I want to tell Superman that Jesus has more superpower than he ever thought of having. Before Jesus comes back, I want to tell Aquaman that he may be able to breathe underwater, but my Jesus walked on water. He has that power. And before Jesus comes back, I want to tell Captain America that Jesus is our captain that's going to bring this ship home. And I want to thank Jesus every day. So let's tell everybody about our Jesus, right? You like these characters? How do you like that? So that's a new Jack game, better than Jack's, I think. All right? Who wants to say a word of prayer? I know you can't take my toys, but I might give you a few. But if you just, who wants to say a word of prayer? Who wants to? Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the church you give us. Thank you for another day, for another beautiful spring day, another day that we come to your house and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.